code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. But there's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 11th of December, 2008. The newcomers who listen to the show should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download as many of the talks I've given in the past about this big system in which we live, this contrived, well-manipulated, well-integrated system run by a few, and I try to give you shortcuts to the understanding of the higher reality that controls it all, the one that we're not let in on. In fact, they go to a lot of trouble to ensure most people never catch on to what's really, really going on at any one time in history. Also look into Alan Watt's Sentient Sentinel.eu and download transcripts of the same shows and print them up. They're written in the various languages of Europe. Because time now is of the essence. That's why people should get busy learning very, very quickly, because our minds are going to go into one hell of a spin shortly. One hell of a spin. It's a contrived spin. And the only way they can pull off the big cons that were designed a long time ago to be put into action now, for all the substitutes, as they call it, for war, including the big global warming nonsense scandal. They must ram all this stuff down our throats until the generation that comes out of it will be so different in their thinking and in their way of life and in the structure of society around them that will seem almost like aliens to them and them to us. That's the changes that are coming down the pike for a new planned global society, regulated and ran by big, powerful organizations all working in concert. The symbol of the pyramid with the capstone at the top, all working and lording over the wasteland down below. The wasteland is that land around the pyramid with the sparse grass and so on. That's what it stands for, the profane world of those in the darkness, those who have no understanding, as they proudly boast to each other in their little meetings in the temples with no windows. Hanging on to your sanity, that's the most difficult thing of all, because people will go technically nuts as we go through these planned changes. Why else do you think everything is coming together at the same time to make things worse for living, for every individual? They have created a depression. It was brought on at the right time. They could have pulled the plug on it at any time they wished in the past or the future, but they decided now. And are they going to back off of all these carbon taxes and so on? No, it's all part of it. It's all part of it. And now that Bush Sr. in the US has set up the machinery for totalitarianism with the military, army, the police services, all the different varieties of them now, all wearing black outfits and machine guns, the next president has vowed, because he was hand-picked and groomed, to take over and bring the U.S. in to the very system, the world system, that it pushed upon other countries, because the U.S. has financed this big global society. It was the U.S. that financed the League of Nations into existence by Wilson. And Wilson was just a puppet of Mandel House. And Mandel House, he had a contact from Britain. That was Lord Grey. Lord Grey worked for the same outfit, the Cecil Rhodes Foundation, that became the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And I'll be back with more of this after this break.
Are Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. In the 1800s, we had the first main international interfaith meeting in the United States. That's where they held it for the world. And I have the original books that came out of it. It's quite fascinating to realize that Freemasonry, and it was run by Freemasonry, had basically sponsored an event to bring all these different religious leaders who were also Masons together. And in their works and the books they published about it and all their speeches they made, you find it hasn't really changed up to the present time. Yet the same tenets that were set, they were set in the direction they were going, and they knew it would take a long time to bring the world together to shape a new religion that would be a mishmash of all the other religions to put together. And I've always said, in every age, in every era, they use a religion. I think it was Charles Fort that said, he said that in every age and every era, the proper authority saw it, that the proper religion was invented and taught to the people, and it was so, and the people believed properly. Because it's been used as a tool for as long as we've been around the planet. A very powerful tool. And people at the top who are atheistic in their views, many of them born in communist countries like Gorbachev, openly admit the power of religion and the fact that they need a religion, an earth-based type of religion, to create this kind of society, this planned society that they want to bring in of you. I've mentioned before how the Rockefeller Foundation set up with Rockefeller as the first chairman of the World Council of Churches. Very important organization. The idea being that they would start to supply the information to different religious sects, mainly Christian sects in America, so they'd all be on consensus. Consensus building is very important to get everybody on board, as pirates say. All saying the same thing for the same agenda. They even have foundations whose sole job is to go around other foundations and NGOs to build consensus, getting them all working together on the same track. That's why you're hearing the same things from all of the different groups. They don't vary at all with this vision, a vision that none of them who push it actually invented themselves. They're all kind of short-sighted in reality. But another little boy that came out of the Rockefeller Foundation and soared up the corridors of power is a technocrat. A technocrat works behind the scenes, the type that Professor Carl Quigley talked about. He has the true power, but he's not responsible to the public, but he can get things done very quickly by massive money, and people bow and scrape and jump to action and do what they're told and get things done. They can bypass democracy of all kinds. But he was a little boy sent out to at least front for the Earth Charter. The Earth Charter program was in Rio, I think the first one, in 92. And out of that came sustainable development, and they've had different meetings since. They've upgraded their charter because they never stop. It's always a foot in the door, and then they keep just marching on to the next step and the next step and the next step. Well, here's how they're tying the religions together, this bunch. Now, I've talked before about Maurice Strong, who has the Baca Grande ranch in the United States. And he has his big tower, the spiral tower, the Helter Skelter, as the occultists call it, where the enlightened ones go up and down and walk up and down their meditations. Heavily into the New Age scene. So this is the guy that did the Earth Charter. Well, here's the Earth Charter program. Now, they're now going to program out for religion and sustainability. See, they'll always use religion. In fact, any group is great. They love to have people to form big, massive groups, because all you have to do is work and put in your own people who take it over. And one person at the top can control the minds of thousands, if not millions, of people. So they promote groups. See. And here's what it says. This: welcome to the Earth Charter program on religion and sustainability. In the transition to a more just, sustainable, and peaceful future, the world's spiritual and religious communities have a vital role to play, and Earth Charter International is developing a program to support their engagement, meaning to direct them. And then there's a bunch of sites there I have on these very, very things, which I'll leave at the end of the show on my website. But it says, practical guidelines for using the Earth Charter methodology. That's also part of it. What are the appropriate steps for religious institutions to take their efforts against global warming? See, the global warming is fizzling out, so they've got to rush forward with all this stuff now and get it into ultimate law. Just today, the U.S. is going to lead the whole charge for signing global warming across the whole planet. They'll probably pay for it all, too, and do a lot of payoffs on the way, because it's fizzling out, and everything is counting on global warming being believed. And this climate change, I just call it weather, because that's what it is. Weather is weather. A rose by any other name is still a rose. But they like us to use their terms to brainwash ourselves. So it says here, a first step would be to use the above stated methodology to gain a clear perception of the deeper challenges and choices that we are dealing with. A reflection of this kind should start with assessment of our planetary situation at this critical moment of Earth history, infused by a thorough analysis of the social and ecological teachings of our religious scriptures. Who's our religious scriptures? It's a bunch of atheists at the top. Maybe not so much atheists, but their own little secret religion. What do our sacred texts say about our purpose as human beings? How do they define the good life? The good life is one of the Masonic terms. In fact, Russell wrote a book called Education and the Good Life. What are our obligations towards humankind and other kind? This is the whole interconnectedness of plants and spiders and mosquitoes and stuff like that in humans. How do our religious scriptures relate to the comprehensiveness, cosmological vision presented by modern science as expressed in the Earth Charter? I'll tell you what the religious scriptures talk about. They talk about the rich men of the earth, of the whole world, the rich men of the world, getting together and conspiring against their own people. That's what the religious scriptures say. But they won't mention that in here. And it says here, the second step of this reflection process is then taken to a thorough look into the drivers and root causes of the challenges we are facing. This part of the process should be informed by the insights of environmental science. So they want to wrap science with religion, exactly as Theosophy said they were going to do. I've talked about that many times. This is a reveal to us the challenges we are facing are interconnected and systemic. What do our religious scriptures say about the values of human greed, the will for domination and the violence against humans? I'll repeat that scripture again. It says the rich men of the earth would conspire against their own people. Because those are the ones who are greedy and they want to dominate and they're very violent against humans. How can our sacred texts help us to formulate alternative visions to the modern religions of consumerism and materialism? How can we take in the massiveness and complexity of the challenge without feeling overwhelmed and disempowered? The third step is to reflect on inclusive responses to be taken. Here, the inclusive ethical vision of the Earth Charter. So here's a new Bible for you. The Earth Charter is the way, you see. Could help us frame the discussion. How can the foundations, the Masons love foundations, of our religious faiths help us to move from denial to action and generate renewable energy of hope? Renewable energy of hope. I guess that's another way of saying hope springs eternal. Right? Needed to unleash the immense resources of human imagination. Boy, you need a lot of imagination to believe this. Compassion. These guys don't know what compassion is. And the power of dignity, as they make us all poor. What can we do as individuals to become active agents? Agents, eh? Agents of change. Change agents. And how can our religious institutions help bring forth sustainable communities? Sustainable communities. Agenda 21 ties in with the whole thing. The United Nations Agenda 21, sustainable communities, ties in with the Earth Charter. The Earth Charter, you see. They're all built on each other. On respect for nature, universal human rights, economic justice, and a culture of peace. And has all the suggestions down below it. But I'll put up these links after the show. And as I say, don't ever forget, when these things come out, you've got to connect them together. They've taken years and years to plan all of this. They were planning this before you were born. With the different organizations they would set up to herd, like sheepdogs, bringing the herd of sheep together, the flock, step by step from different directions until you're in the pen. And most folk will never know how they got there. But what they will do is all parrot the politically correct terms like climate change and global warming rather than say, or just call it the weather. So this is what's been pushed today. And because of the mass exodus of scientists leaving the IPCC, International Panel on Climate Change, working at the United Nations, they've been telling us, and being well paid for telling all these lies for the last, 10 years or so, that they're leaving in droves, and I read an article last night about it, that it's crisis time at the top. Now they've got to really run it through fast. And it says here, this is an article here from the BBC, and I'll read it. It's very interesting. So it deals with all of this right after the following break.
Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, trying to fill in all the little blank spots that the media fails to put in. Because the media's job is to give you your opinion, which isn't yours at all. And yet a lot of you will fight and die holding on to opinions that are downloaded into you. And that's how scientific indoctrination works. It works very effectively. Never ever poo-poo the idea. We've all been subject to it. We've all gone through incredible lives of massive changes. And it's only afterwards you find out that most of those things you went through were all planned by other people. The whole culture, the changes within the culture, even the timetables for implementation of different parts were all planned before you were born. Long-term business planning. And that's what it's all about. And here's this great piece of propaganda from the BBC News. Thursday, 11th December, 2008, U.S. willing to lead climate push. Do you know that all the U.S. people are willing to lead that? I love how they use countries' names when a few people at the top have decided to push a plan through. U.S. willing to lead climate push. I don't see any polls going out anywhere. I don't see the voting going on this. This is by Richard Black, environmental correspondent. See, the environmental correspondents. Great job, eh? So they're going to be all pro, you know, fear and fear-mongering because it's their paycheck. It says the U.S. is set to lead the world towards a new climate deal. Now, there's a term they're using. Put out climate and got new deal. Now, the first new deal was a change from the old American way with the Constitution and the separation of the different parts of government, the check and balance system that was set up, and they got a new deal because the man they put in was an internationalist. A new deal. Now, here they say new climate deal. This is a little tongue-in-cheek joke. I just say new weather deal, because it's weather, they're talking about weather. According to John Kerry, now we all know about John Kerry, if you've done your homework, but only if other countries pledge emission curbs too. The former U.S. presidential candidate said here at the UN climate conference that the aim of agreeing on a new global deal next year must remain on track. But a deal could not work unless it covered all countries, he added. A number of dignitaries said they were looking forward to working with Barack Obama's incoming administration, and you're darn right they are, because Barack was put in there to bring this whole international system into the United States. Fast-tracking it. All the stuff that the Bush government pretended they didn't really want to do, but they had to keep their image as conservatives, you see. But now they put the next guy in. Now the machinery for enforcement is set up in the U.S. under the guise of terrorism. They put in the next man who will then enforce it through running the laws, through making it all 100% legal. Remember, any law can be made legal. That's what law is. Nothing to do with right or wrong. Mr. Kerry, the Massachusetts senator, will shortly take over as chairman of the influential Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. He said he brought messages to Poznan on behalf of Mr. Obama and had delivered them to leading players, including UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Mr. Ban was among the speakers who said they looked forward to working with the president-elect, emphasizing that the world was looking to the U.S. for leadership. Really? Did you know the people across the world were looking towards the U.S. for leadership? I mean, it's a talk on the streets, you know, in every cafe. I love the prattle they give us. Total propaganda. They used this during wartime in Britain for centuries, the same stuff in the newspapers. How the British people were all for this and all for that. No one asked them. No one ever asked them what they thought about anything. And here we have this vision thing, you see, ties, and they always use vision because it's part of the High Masonic tradition. They believe a man of vision must guide the world. A man of vision. King of the world. Global vision. And they say, without vision, we perish. They're talking about themselves. The elite, you see. The conference here marks a halfway point in a two-year process agreed at the UN meeting last December in Bali, that aims to establish a new global deal on climate change by next year's gathering in Copenhagen. Some observers doubt that the timescale can be met, bearing in mind that Mr. Obama's incoming administration has yet to become involved in the UN process. But ballyhoo. Ballyhoo, that's what I say about Bali. Utter ballyhoo. Because every single player, Obama included, was groomed for his position to bring everything in. They're all working together, completely interlocked. They're all international people. They say themselves the day of the nation state is over. Actually, it's long over. They want to level the world, level us down, all working with the United Nations. And the richer countries must go down. They call it the redistribution of wealth, straight from the Communist Manifesto. And we've been doing that, redistributing the wealth, for a long time. As they supposedly bring up third world countries, the idea being we sort of meet like a couple of mercury gauges, halfway up, halfway down, at some happy medium of sustainability. He says, we believe it's a date that the science mandates us to meet. The science, it's a date the science mandates us to meet. So science is science, God. Without a new global deal, he said, temperatures could be between 3 centigrade and 5 centigrade higher by mid-century. That's all bunkum. We've been cooling for years. All the top scientists are leaving the UN in droves. And I'll be back with more of this after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back, cutting through the matrix, reading an article from the BBC, which is full of ultimate propaganda. I think really the ones at the top of the UN just write these things and give them to the BBC, because pretty well everything in it has been discredited greatly, and more recently than ever, by thousands of scientists across the world, many of them leaving United Nations IPCC in droves, because the evidence of this religion, this fanatic religion, is to the contrary. We're not warming at all. We're in a cooling period. The little islands in the Pacific haven't gone under. They haven't been drowned. Even this article I'm reading on, off to the side, they have old fear tactics right next to it that they spouted off for years. Oh, the ice is thinning in the Arctic. Now it's getting thicker. But of course they haven't caught up on that yet, because they like the old view. But it says here, the coming together would have to include other parties, including the major developing economies, accepting that they would have to restrict emissions in some way. The US will not pass a treaty unless it's a global treaty. So they're pushing hard now for this global treaty. Now, I've mentioned ad nauseum about the Club of Rome, who were the guys who dreamt up this whole idea of creating the fallacy of a climate change and global warming. Something as a substitute for war to unite the whole planet under a totalitarian system where our betters, you know, the experts, would guide our lives from birth to death, decide who breeds and who doesn't breed. Because The United Nations was funded into existence by foundations. In fact, the UN building in New York was donated to them by the Rockefellers. It used to be the biggest kosher slaughterhouse in New York. It's been well blessed for the building. And eugenics is behind it all, because they believe there's just too many people with poverty genes. And the proof is the fact they're poor, apparently. If they weren't poor, they'd be up there with the successful ones, those who had a better chance genetically at survival of the fittest and got to the top. This is the rubbish, this new religion they're forcing down our throats of weather changes, I call it. Let's stop using their terms, but the weather change. Weather. The weather always changes. That's why we had weather forecasting, to see what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. And even then, they were generally wrong. And, as I say, Obama vows to end global warming denial. They're calling it warming denial. See, they're using the Holocaust denial. This is standard of these people. They'll use these terms to silence anyone who tries to speak up with facts. Oh, you're a global warming denier. You understand the terms are used, the psychology behind it, psycholinguistics are used in psychological warfare to silence opposition. Obama vows to end global warming denial after Gore talks. This was on, I think it was Google, a couple of days ago, Chicago. It says, President-elect Barack Obama said Tuesday his administration would brook no further delay in tackling climate change, the weather, after discussing global warming, the weather, with former Vice President Al Gore. Now, this is a photo op setup speech, you see, as they all are. Sitting between Gore and his Vice President-elect Joseph Biden, following the hour-long meeting, Obama told reporters, all three of us are in agreement. Well, no kidding, eh? I'm really surprised that the time for delay is over. The time for denial is over. We all believe what the scientists have been telling us for years now, the ones that are leaving in droves, sorry, I added that bit myself, that this is a matter of urgency and national security. So it's a matter of national security and has to be dealt with in a serious way. Remember, the last one who said it was a problem of national security was Kissinger. And what was he talking about then? Overpopulation. And he wrote a whole bunch of laws into the books, mainly to bring down the third world countries very quickly, by all means possible. But he was also talking about people at home as well. So take that very carefully, how they word this, a matter of urgency and national security. That means we make laws here that are just as serious. This is war on you. And has to be dealt with in a serious way. That is what I intend my administration to do, he said. Or his bosses told him. Since his defeat in the 2000 presidential election, Gore has been awarded a Nobel Peace Prize. That means nothing at all. Have you looked at the people, the winners? Have you looked at the founder of the Nobel Peace Prize? The guy who started it up was a complete internationalist, eugenicist, and all the rest of it. And he made high explosive just in time for World War I. Made millions out of it to blow people apart. Nobel Peace Prize for his relentless efforts to combat weather change, and starred in an Oscar-winning documentary called An Inconvenient Truth. It's funny, too, when Gore's science fiction film, his science fiction movie, is fizzled out. Every prediction he made just hasn't happened. Gore's thought, and that was said by a judge, by the way, in a case, I think, in Britain, about global warming. As the judge called it, the science fiction movie of Al Gore. Gore is thought unlikely to figure in Obama's incoming administration, which takes office on January the 20th. But the climate change, the weather change crusader is winning a respectful new audience for his views as Obama promises to unwind the environmental policies of President George W. Bush, despite an economic recession hitting the United States. If you think you've been fleeced now, wait until they start really taxing you. Really taxing you over this carbon tax nonsense. and weather change nonsense, because you ain't seen nothing yet. And just before I go to the callers, here's an interesting little article here. It's from the Information Week, Business Technology Network. Air Force seeks non-lethal city stopper. Posted by George Hume, December 7th, 2008. While it won't destroy buildings or directly kill people, it will shut down everything in its path with a power button. Electromagnetic pulse bombs have been written about for quite some time and are supposed to have been used in a number of conflicts in the past 15 years. While they have been, it's been in the newspapers. These weapons, just like the HAARP technologies too, they used them in Gulf War I, that was in the British newspapers. These weapons are designed to shut down cities, as well as military communications and weapon systems, not physically destroy them, but they can destroy them too. It says, well, only electrical parts. The U.S. military already has EMP, that's electromagnetic pulse capabilities, but it looks like, based on this Air Force solicitation published in the past couple of days, they're about to get more tactical. Combatant commanders have expressed desires for additional military options against a variety of electronic systems that are used in military, industrial, civil, and asymmetrical applications to provide viable military options to the COCOMs, they call this whole bunch. The Air Force Research Laboratory Directed, the Air Force Research Laboratory Directed Energy Directorate's High Power Microwave Division. That's a long term, isn't it? But it's pulsed energy weapons. It's seeking to develop and demonstrate the capability and operational utility of a high-power microwave aerial demonstrator. And I'll put the link for that up as well at the end of the show. Now we'll go to the callers now. I've got Sam from Australia on the line. Are you there, Sam?
Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm hanging in here.
That's good. Listen, I sent you a link just before the show. Just thought your listeners might want to know about it as well. It's an article in today's Sydney Morning Herald, and it's titled "Scientists Develop Way to Display Thoughts."
Yeah.
Now, this Japanese research team has come up with a way to basically screen your thoughts onto a computer screen.
Yep.
And it's an amazing article to read through because it talks about how that can basically read your mind.
There's a whole bunch of articles, and even what they're giving you really is low-tech stuff, because years ago they had, and as I say, it's been demonstrated on CBC television with Nick Biggage on Wendy Mesley's show, and Biggage also demonstrated it in the European Parliament. The politicians there, this little gadget the CIA had back in the 50s, which could put thoughts directly into your head. Now, to understand the technology and the brainwave patterns and so on, to put thoughts into your head electronically, you would understand it could be a two-way street, you see. But they had this gadgetry back in the 50s.
No, absolutely. And, look, I've been following this kind of technology for a while. I started off as what you'd term as a cyberpunk writer, and so I was heavily into looking at this kind of stuff, but it's scary. So if you look at the fact that now they've got the RFID chip, mm-hmm. They've got the brain chip, they've got ways to actually broadcast feelings or emotions into your brain, mm-hmm. They know now, they're announcing, that's what's worrying, when they're announcing it, the technology's not that far off to be released. They basically can read your thoughts. There's nowhere to hide. Combine that with nanotech technology, mm-hmm. The fact that they can actually put that in your food, theoretically, put it in your food, it can grow in, they can start building a computer inside your brain, so you don't actually even have to get it surgically inserted. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be the big thing. You're just going to, they're going to offer you a brain chip.
That will come. There's no doubt at all. There's a whole bunch of articles I have here that I haven't read over the air on that very thing of promoting the brain chip by very well-known people who are obviously getting paid to do it. But they said at the 2001 meeting at Loyola University in the United States, this World Science Meeting, they said they already have it ready to go. That was in 2001, the brain chip. They said they have centralized computer, regionalized computers ready to control millions of people. Each region's got these supercomputers, these great computers set up to control the people. They said the only problem we have now is to convince the public to want it, to take it. And they said that they will overcome this with over the next few years with propaganda through media, novels, movies, and aiming at the children. They'll think it's very exciting. And so it's just a matter of time now till we're all ready to accept it.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I can already see how they can sell it. I mean, the fact is that, you know, what you see is the World Wide Web, the net, the matrix at the moment. That's all converging. I mean, if you have a chip in your brain that alters your perception of reality, then your perception will be your reality. And the big question is, who is going to be controlling that? I mean, are we going to trust these guys?
Well, they've already made it quite clear that it's not to help. At the top meetings, it's not put out to help the people. They'll literally reprogram the people. You could be a carpenter one day and a surgeon the next, but you won't know, and you have no memory of who you are or even the sentience of being an individual. They stated there will be no more individualism. In fact, what they said was it will be impossible for a person to even perceive or think of themselves as an individual once they have this chip inserted.
That's right. And so, once you have this, you're going to be a sitting duck. They can do whatever they want with you. They have complete control over how you perceive reality.
Exactly.
This is quite frightening. Anyway, I thought I'd just bring your attention to that. It's frightening.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks again.
Yeah, that's true. And as I say, they have been promoting it through movies and cartoons, and the youngsters think that they're going to get wonderful chips to make them superhuman. And remember, artificial intelligence means artificial. Now, artificial means not real. It's a fake. It's not the real thing. Personally, I'd rather have the real thing. And that's the thing they're born with. Now we'll go to, there's Jim in New Mexico. Are you there, Jim?
Yeah, hello, Al.
Hello.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I'm just a little bit skeptical of your overall agenda towards environmentalists.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that the only issue that you want to talk about is global warming and maybe the eugenics issue a bit, but global warming primarily. And while I agree there are evil people out there that are using this issue to control the masses, there are other environmental issues that are very credible that you absolutely do not even mention.
I'll tell you why. Because I take war on a must or a necessity basis. You hit the target that's coming after you first, and this is the one that's coming after us.
Well, I feel like, you know, the people that are out there struggling to maybe stop mountaintop removal, you know, to get to coal.
Why don't they look up and stop the spraying in the sky since there's so many of them?
Yeah, that's another one. You know,
why
and
don't
continue
you do that?
Clear-cutting.
Why don't you do that? Because then I'll give you some credence when you use your eyes and you use your forces and your funding and all the rest of it and get them to stop spraying our heads and sickening everything off and killing everything off underneath them.
Well, yeah, you can't even get the authorities to even admit that that's even happening, much less stop it.
Well, perhaps environmentalists should join forces and again, get on board together and start fighting the major things. We can't go around saving daisies when we're getting sprayed and killed off from above.
Well, and then the clear-cutting continues. The herbicides and pesticides sprayed everywhere continues. The dead zone at the mouth of the Mississippi River gets bigger every year.
The spraying is killing things across the world where people aren't using any farming stuff at all. Where I am, there's no farming at all. And yet everything's dying off. I'm in the country. All I get above me is daily spraying from jet planes that no one's going to take responsibility for putting up there.
Well, I certainly try to bring it to as many people's attention as I possibly can, but everyone that I point it out to just looks at me like I'm nuts and say that's
including,
normal condensation.
Including the environmentalists.
But as I said, the clear cutting continues. The loss of species continues.
Is down the list right now, because when you're in a war, you take on what's coming right at you to kill you now. In a priority level. And then you subcategorize everything else beneath it. It's one thing at a time, and you've got to take on the major wars first. That's how you got to handle it.
Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is nature is the life support system of the planet.
Oh, we all know that.
Protected all the way around.
These big boys have got their big banks for seeds and all the rest. They've talked about reseeding the planet once, if they happen to kill us all off. They've had global meetings about this. I mean, you better start understanding there is a war on, and these guys can recreate pretty well anything that they destroy in this world. And that includes us as well. They want to bump most of us off too. And I'll be back with more after the following messages.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johngliha.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back, cutting through the matrix, and we've got Glenn from Pennsylvania on the line. Hello, Glenn.
Yes, hello, Alan. This is Glenn from Philly calling. I just actually kind of wanted to chime in and do a little bit of a commercial for you, a little plug, because I've benefited greatly from all your stuff over the years, but I've been somewhat erratic over time in terms of sending donations, and I just wanted to encourage people who are listening to go to PayPal.com and sign up for a PayPal account. I've been using it for years. It's very safe and secure. It works very well. And then it would be so much better off if we could persuade a lot of people to regularly provide a small donation instead of fewer people providing larger donations. So it's like I tend to wait till it's too long intending to give a larger donation, but then, you know, but then I wait too long. It'd be better off if I sent you $20, you know, every month instead of $100 every so often or something like that. So yes. If I could persuade, you just ask the listeners, don't be worried or afraid about having a PayPal account. They sign, you know, it's the easiest way to do it. You can sign up there. And then if we could get like a few hundred of us donating $5 or $10 a month to you, I think it would really make things work a lot better. And
yeah,
I know I'm sure thousands are listening by now. So that's my plug.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you calling to plug me because I forgot to do it myself. And if I get more money coming in, I might get a high-speed internet eventually with a satellite. The one I've got doesn't give me the price, well, the speed they claimed, of course. None of them do. And Hughes owns a darn thing, so that's the military industrial complex. It's,
right.
Yeah.
Very good. So I appreciate it because God knows I've downloaded, you know, gigs of your stuff over the past 2 years. I've got like a, you know, several, you know, gigs of your, all of your stuff over the past couple years downloaded. And I'm so grateful for it, and it's all worked out so well. But I don't want to see you go away, and I just hope other people will, again, go sign up for a PayPal account. And even if it's only $3, send it. Send $3, $5, $10. And if a few thousand people did it, we'd be paying for your broadband stuff, and, you know, no problem. That would be great.
That would
thank
certainly
you so
help
much
me out,
for,
so.
For all your insights in, potentially rough times that are coming.
I know. Yeah, they're tough times indeed. But thanks for calling. And we'll see if we can get in Linda. Linda from Ohio, are you there?
What a pleasant surprise. I just found you. The last time I heard you, you were talking on the Jackie Patrice show.
Yeah.
I agree with that last caller, and I appreciate his pep talk. You accept U.S. checks, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, brief question. I hope I'm not asking something you talked about in the past. I thought I heard you mention on your program within this past week, recycling is a scam, but I didn't catch why or who and the reason for it. So I'll hang
on. It was an article by a professor from Japan who went into the recycling business and scam deals in quite some depth and really demolished a lot of the nonsense we're fed about recycling. What I do know is that places like Canada, I mean, I watched it start up here, and we knew that the mafia, for instance, took the garbage from the big cities, and they went down to the U.S. with it. And I thought, what a great scam when they started up recycling, because here they're training the public to gather all these different commodities so that and pay for it through their tax money. On top of that, if it taken to new factories that would recycle plastic for all these big corporate boys that were getting the stuff for free and so on. But there's much more to it than that, and I don't really have time tonight to go into it because that's the music coming in. So from Hamish and myself, in the great snowy white north of Ontario, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Can't decide.